Listener Production.
Hello, David Dolan here. Fallen American football hero O.J. Simpson has died. His family says he passed away surrounded by his children and grandchildren following a battle with prostate cancer. While O.J. gained fame through sport and movies, many will remember him for being acquitted of the murders of his ex-wife and her friend in what was dubbed the trial of the century.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson.
A study is highlighting the role social media plays in drug dealing. Experts say 70% of Australian drug users rely on apps like WhatsApp to buy illicit substances. It's prompted calls for tech giants like Meta to lift their game to help police and the courts in the war on drugs. Defence Minister Richard Marles is preparing to make his first trip to Ukraine in a show of support. The visit is still in the planning stages with no date locked in yet. It follows criticism Australia isn't doing enough to assist the war effort against Russia. A sigh of relief for anyone catching a flight early next week. An aviation firefighter strike scheduled for Monday has been suspended after the union struck a deal with Air Services Australia. Workers were threatening to walk off the job over understaffing, working conditions and resources. And you've probably seen that ad about Kia's new ute filled with Aussie sporting icons. Well, the car maker has now revealed the name. The Kia Tasman will launch next year to rival the Toyota Hilux. AFL first, and Brisbane has ignited its season with a 22-point win over Melbourne. The Lions holding the Demons to just 3 goals in as many quarters to mark Lachie Neale's 250th in style.
I thought our pressure was unbelievable, and we played a very similar brand to last week, and it stood up against probably the best team in the comp at the moment, so really proud of the guys.
Milestone man on 7 there. To make matters worse for Simon Goodwin's men, Christian Salem was subbed out in the opening minutes with a hamstring strain. In the NRL, the Roosters have overcome the absence of some big names to hold off Newcastle in a thriller. The 22-20 victory set up by a standout performance from fullback Joey Manu in place of injured skipper James Tedesco. Veteran Luke Heary says it was an impressive team showing.
Proud of the boys that turned up, good attitude, thought the middles laid a real good platform for us, and then we finished it off at the end, which was nice.
Knights captain Kalyn Ponga played through the pain of an injured hip. Tonight, the Broncos host the Dolphins in the Battle of Brisbane. Having a look at weather around the country, sunny and 27 degrees in Brisbane today, 26 on the Gold Coast, clear skies for Sydney, a top of 24, partly cloudy in Canberra, reaching 21 degrees, a shower or two and 18 in Melbourne, partly cloudy in Hobart, 19 the top, an overcast day in Adelaide, a top of 21, and a sunny day in Perth, reaching 29 degrees. Secrets We Keep, Nest of Traitors, is the new listener podcast about the spy who betrayed Australia. Download now and listen for free.